2 weeks after the fire, courtesans and Casanovas began appearing in the streets of Venice, the former in low-cut bodices and silk stockings, the latter in knee-breeches, all in powdered wigs. People in masks, capes, gowns, frock coats, buckled shoes, and all manner of silly hats swarmed through the streets from early morning till late at night in celebration of carnival. A mime, his hands, face, and hair painted silver to match his silver clothes, stood stock still at the foot of the Academia Bridge, a statue in monochrome. A circle of onlookers stood around him, watching for the slightest blink or tremble to assure themselves they were looking at a live person. Another mime, this one solid gold, struck poses in St. Mark's Square. A third, pure white, stood immobile for 30 minutes in Campo San Bartolomeo near the Rialto. The colorful celebration swirling through the streets was actually a recent revival of the centuries-old Venetian festival. Napoleon had put an end to it when he defeated the Venetian Republic. By then, carnival had reached the height of decadence, having grown from a 2 week period of merrymaking to 6 months of parties, dances, spectacles, games, and walking around Venice behind masks, incognito. It was not until the late 1970s that a serious revival took place. It was prompted in part by Federico Fellini's exotic and surreal 1976 film, Casanova. The reincarnation of carnival started in a small way, on the island of Burano, and in working-class neighborhoods, with plays and costume parties in the local squares. Before long, the revels became citywide. Then tourists started joining in, and finally, an industry grew up around them, the most noticeable feature being the mask shops opening all over Venice. They were little nooks of color and fantasy, their stage-lit windows lighting up darkened side streets all year long. Soon, masks were a favorite tourist icon. But with the appearance of each new mask shop, there always seemed to be one less greengrocer, one less bakery, one less butcher shop, to the consternation of Venetians, who found themselves having to walk twice as far to buy a tomato or a loaf of bread. Mask shops became a detested symbol of the city's capitulation to tourism at the expense of its livability. One mask shop, however, was spared any such opprobrium. It was Mondo Novo, the studio of Guerino Lovato, a sculptor and set designer who had been instrumental in resurrecting carnival back in the days when it was attended only by Venetians. Lovato had started making masks in his sculpture studio, almost as a public service. They were a beloved novelty, and his studio became the first mask shop in Venice.